So much going on in the world of politics. We've teamed up with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area to bring you In the Public Interest, our bi-weekly conversation to help better inform you and educate you about everything going on. I'm Lisa Berry, and today we're talking about a high school registration program the League is involved with and a poster contest they're conducting. So joining us on 89.1 WEMU are Roddy Wares, longtime activist, community leader, and Nan Elder, League member and artist. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa.
Good to be here.
Let's begin with Roddy. When did the high school voter registration project begin?
Well, this is our first year. The Dearborn League has been doing it for over 5 years, and they trained us, and they worked out all the kinks in it, and we are the beneficiary of that. But it's our first year here in Ann Arbor.
What exactly are you doing?
We're going to all the high schools that we can get to in Washtenaw County. So far, we've been to all the public high schools in Ann Arbor. We give a short presentation about what it means to vote, the information they need to vote, how to get an absentee ballot, how to be able to get over the hurdle of trying to get an absentee ballot if you go away to college, and then we register them. And the county clerks come with us, which is huge.
Are you set up in the hallway at a table? Do you go to classes or see them at their lunch hours?
It varies by school. Originally, we thought we would go to all the English classrooms, the 12th grade English classrooms, because that's where the kids are. And we do a lot of that. But we tend to now gather them into larger classes, but usually the English classes are the ones that come. And we talk to them there. We give our presentation. The clerks sit at a table. The kids fill out the forms. They go up one at a time and get them stamped, and they're good to go.
The League of Women Voters was really formed nearly 100 years ago for getting the right to vote. Do you think students in 2018 understand all the effort that went into that and how important it is to vote?
I think they understand how important it is to vote. I'm not quite so sure they know the history. I think they feel the right now, their voices, they want them to be heard. They're very enthusiastic. They want to vote. They want to register to vote. And I'm not so sure the history of that. I think it's the nowness of it that is getting them into it right now.
That's interesting. What does that mean?
Well, the political situation, that young people, what happened in Parkland especially, young people are out there organizing even. We're nonpartisan, so we don't support candidates, we don't support parties, but the kids see that I think they want to change, and they see that they can have an impact, and they really want to do that. They want their voices to be heard.
Do you have any statistics on what percentage of young voters are actually participating in elections these days?
Yes, and this is what also motivates them. In the 18 to 20-something age group, in the last several elections, only 25% of the kids, students, young people vote. And in 2014, at the University of Michigan, in the last midterm election, 14% of the students voted. So there's a lot of work to be done. And the colleges are also working on this. So the young people have been underrepresented. Their voices have not been heard. And this is what they want them to be heard. And we want to help everyone vote. It doesn't care what political party they're in. Everyone, we want everyone to vote, and we want equal access to the vote for everyone.
So when the League of Women Voters goes into area high schools to get students to register to vote, do they ask a lot of questions?
They don't ask very many questions. They're usually in a big group. We kind of ask them, why is it important to vote? And the answer surprised me. I thought they would come up with issues, but they come up with, this is how it works. It's a democracy. We want our voices heard. They have questions about how to vote, but just recently, I got a young man saying, how do I get involved in the political process? He was a freshman, and so I'm communicating with him. But generally, not a lot of questions, no.
How successful have you been so far?
Fabulously successful, I think. We've registered almost 700 kids so far, and we have 5 more schools to go to. It seems like almost all the kids who are eligible, who are of age and who seem to be citizens, we don't ask any questions about. It's very private whether or not people register. But it seems like almost everyone in most of the schools who can register does register.
And a way to get people involved in voting is through art. And that's what Nan Elders is here to share with us today. Nan, we got to thank you, too. I guess this whole segment was part of your idea as well.
Yeah, it was. It's great that you're doing it. I love the first show.
Well, thank you for coming. And tell us about the poster contest.
Well, the poster contest is intended to carry the energy of the voter registration program and the kids' passion all the way through to the November election for Get Out the Vote. So the theme of the poster contest is Get Out the Vote in 2018. We are having such a good time doing this. I have to say that the art teachers in the county clerk's office, when I talk to them, people are very enthusiastic. I mean, Roddy and I sound like we're going to a party or something, but it feeds your spirit so much to go into the schools and have the teachers be thrilled. We have art teachers who are putting the poster contest in their curriculum this spring. So kids are going to be graded and get credit for doing this, and it's great.
What kind of artwork is it? Is it open to all mediums?
It's open to all mediums. It has to be flat, no sculpture, no pots. but flat, it can be photography, painting, any kind of thing. It's got to be 12 by 18, and it's nonpartisan. Posters have to be nonpartisan, just like the League is nonpartisan. And digital art is fine. Posters are due on April 26th, and the voting will then go on for a while after that. We have great prizes. The first prize is $500, kids. Wow. And the second prize is $250, and the third prize is $100. But one of the best things about it is that we're going to be printing the first prize poster, putting it all over the county, in storefronts, in libraries. We'll have exhibits of the posters as well.
And I understand you have some big news along that front.
Yeah, big news today. Breaking news is the Ann Arbor Transportation Authority is donating space on over 100 buses in the county to put a print of the winning poster on the buses during election season to remind people to vote.
So not only will they win cash, but they'll be seen around town.
They'll be famous.
They'll be famous. Have you had any submissions so far?
Yes, we have. We've already got submissions, and gosh, they're fun. For me, that's the most exciting part, seeing this artwork that the kids are doing.
And who will be voting?
We have several jurors, one professor from EMU, another advertising executive, someone else from U of M. Jim Schultz, who's a retired art teacher, is running that part of it, the jurying, and they're going to be looking at the message, the strength of the message, and the impact of the graphic design, and to pick the winner.
And if you want, it's still not too late to enter.
Oh, no. Up until the 26th, they can send it via email to the League, or they can hand. We prefer it with a printed version that they hand to their art teachers, and we'll pick them up directly from their art teachers.
A lot of exciting things going on. It's in the public interest. Thank you so much to our special guests this week, Nan Elder and Roddy Wares. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.
Great. Thank you.